welcome to Turn the Page, the official podcast of the Syosset Public Library.
Hello, this is Jessica Chotan.
And Lisa Hollander.
And we are here at the Syosset Public Library.
And we're going to discuss a little bit about our new podcast,
which is called
Turn the Page.
So one of the reasons we came up with the idea for the podcast, actually, I should say Lisa was really instrumental in coming up with the idea that we should do a podcast. So she loves podcasts and went to, where did you go?
The Long Island Library Conference.
The Long Island Library Conference, and came back with a list of equipment. And yes. Then what did you do?
Then I bought it.
You bought it, yes.
But I told everyone about it, and then I think you went to something.
I went to NYLA, which is New York Library Association Conference, which I went to a program run by the Library Pros, who is at Sachem Public Library, and wanted to gather some information for Lisa, and then came back really excited about the idea of podcasting myself.
It seems like we have a little bit of a community on Long Island of library podcasts starting to sprout.
But that's good, because I think, you know, we can also cross-promote one another. And Long Island is a really interesting place, because every community has its own flavor, so to speak.
Yes. And we're all tied together. Well, we're not all tied together, but we're kind of tied together between the Nassau Library and the Suffolk Libraries. But, I think it's going to be really interesting if we cross-promote each other.
But let's start here in Syosset. So at the moment, we are recording out of our local history room. And Turn the Page, we decided, is going to be a podcast where everybody contributes a chapter of interest. So, for instance, Lisa, would you like to tell us a little bit about your chapter?
Yes, I'm going to focus mostly on reader's advisory, since that is one of the things I do most in the library. And I would love to talk about books that I've read that I would highly recommend to anybody listening, and also some upcoming programs that we are doing in the library to promote.
And I am a children's librarian here. However, I've also put together our first library con, which is called SciCon, and we had it last September. And would you say it was fun?
Oh, it was so much fun.
We had so much fun with it. So clearly, I'm passionate about pop culture. I've done a lot of things with New York Comic Con. And I am going to do a chapter called Pop Culture Corner, where I'm either going to talk about something in pop culture and how it relates to libraries, or interview somebody in the pop culture industry.
And also, I'd like to mention our coworker Barney is going to be doing a lot of stuff on local history,
which is going to be great, because we have a lot of it.
Personally, we have a lot of it.
We do, because Lisa and myself are actually Syosset alum. I graduated in 1997.
I graduated in 1992.
So it should be a fun book to read, or a fun book to listen to. So thank you so much. And let's turn the page to our next chapter. Hello, my name is Jessica Chotan, and I am here with
Charlie Riley, director of the Nassau County Museum of Art.
And Charlie just finished a lecture, and would you like to tell everybody what the lecture was about?
Oh, I was just talking about the show we have on at the museum now, which is the Jazz Age, and all the fantastic masterpieces that were created then, and how Paris became the center in the 1920s of this amazing creative renaissance. Hemingway and Fitzgerald, Picasso, Leger, they were all there writing up a storm, living up a storm, and writing it down.
So that was all very cool. And you had mentioned you have the original cover art to The Great Gatsby?
Oh, on Northern Boulevard, which happens to be the route from East Egg through West Egg, past West Egg, along through the Valley of Ashes in Corona, Queens, over the Queensboro Bridge. And that's a famous paragraph in The Great Gatsby, the city seen from the Queensboro Bridge, the city seen for the first time. Well, in the old Frick Mansion, which to me is like a Gatsby house, we could have a Gatsby party out there anytime, I have the original cover art for The Great Gatsby, that Fitzgerald saw this painting in the offices of his wonderful editor named Maxwell Perkins in Scribner's on Fifth Avenue. He saw this painting by Francis Cugat, this beautiful blue painting with a pair of eyes, it's called Celestial Eyes, kind of floating against the blue background over what looks like Coney Island at the base of it. And when he got to France, and he was still working on the manuscript with Perkins, he suddenly wrote to Perkins. He wrote this beautiful letter saying, hold on to that cover. Don't give it away to anybody else. I've just written it into the book. So we have not just the painting, but we also have the cover design with the type on it, the original iconic cover. As Charlie Scribner, who helped me get this for the museum, because I have to borrow this from the Princeton University Library, Charlie Scribner said to me, this is the most iconic jacket cover art of any work of literature, in especially American literature. It's the best recognized cover ever. And it's right here in our museum.
And I have to say, The Great Gatsby is one of my favorite books of all time. I actually have a sweatshirt of The Great Gatsby cover that I have worn pretty much everywhere. And I lost it for about a year, and I was heartbroken. And then it showed up behind one of my dressers, and I was so relieved to see it because it was like an old friend.
I think you should come and see this beautiful jacket cover.
Well, I definitely will, because I love it, and I'm so excited to hear that it is so close by. I mean, and, you know, we have so much Gatsby history, obviously, on Long Island. I know you had just mentioned in your lecture that somebody was trying to argue that The Great Gatsby was about Connecticut.
It's a new documentary. Very controversial. They're trying to steal Gatsby from us.
No!
The idea was that Fitz and Zelda lived in Westport for a while. Essentially, it was one long party because everybody would come out of the city and get completely plastered and then go back to the city. And the idea of the documentary, which I haven't seen yet, but I've read the accounts of it, is that he based the summer of 1922, which is the basis for The Great Gatsby, on some of the parties that he went up to up there and the shoreline and all the rest of it. I'm not buying it either, and I'll tell you why. Where's the Valley of Ashes on the way back from Westport, Connecticut? And where's the 59th Street Bridge either? I mean, that's part of it. But
yeah.
I think, you know, we have to give a little bit of credence to one thing, which is when writers and even artists I know who paint portraits, sometimes what they do is they take the nose of someone and the eyes of someone else, they make an amalgam mm-hmm. of different sources, and they bring that into a work of art, which is essentially a work of fiction. And I think it's possible that Fitz had picked up a couple of details, a little fragment of a conversation maybe at a party, something, a little descriptive scene. I still think that we live in Gatsby country. I still think that our connection to the city via that bridge is almost like the lifeblood of Gatsby. But it's kind of interesting. I'm going to watch the documentary for sure and see how they do it.
Well, I'm not giving Gatsby up. I mean, I'm going to still claim that at least the heart of Gatsby is here on Long Island.
Gatsby is ours, damn it.
So one really quick question. So yeah. You did talk a lot about, you talked about Fitzgerald and Hemingway and a lot of the big names, but there were a few names towards the end of your lecture who were unfamiliar, and I wanted to know if you wanted to tell people a little bit about them.
I think we should always be ready for a discovery.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. The big names, for instance, in art were Picasso and Leger and Miro and Stuart Davis and Florine Stadtheimer. And I, you know, when I put the exhibition together and also when I wrote my book about it, certainly I wanted to take account of those big guns, those giants, and how they interacted. But my goodness, when you find a lesser known but a fascinating story, there's such human interest in it. And so this is the one I turned up just by accident. I found that she was only 19 years old, this lovely, very pretty young woman named Anna Walinska. left New York City, not really with the blessings of her father to live alone as a single woman, a 19-year-old, to go and study painting in Paris. And on her, almost her first day in Paris, she sits down at a cafe, like all Americans go to a cafe, and who sits by her but Pablo Picasso.
Yeah.
Picasso himself.
That's like stubbing your toe on a legend. You're just like, oh, I walk. Yeah. And there you are, Pablo Picasso.
Yeah. And she draws him. There's a beautiful drawing of him by her in the museum. But also he sets her up to study with some of his friends, Henri Matisse, André Lotte, some of the great... Picasso wasn't a teacher, but Picasso sets her up. She goes to Gertrude Stein's apartment for cocktails.
Yeah.
It's like midnight. Somebody call Woody Allen
right
now.
I know, it's like midnight in Paris.
It's too
without
much.
The time travel.
And she
aspect.
comes back, and you know, she really became, I think...
Yeah.
You know, this is where you put your money where your mouth is. I think she was a good painter. I gave her a whole gallery in the show. And then the other thing that happened, which is also interesting, is that in the 1930s, 40s, 50s, she gets to know Mark Rothko.
Right.
And Arshul Gorky and some of the great, and Jackson Pollock.
Yeah.
And she and Pollock were great friends. So she becomes then a painter of abstract expressionism. And as an historian, a cultural historian, I always find it interesting to find somebody who can bridge New York and Paris, also bridge the 1920s and the 1950s. And I've got one painting in the museum, for instance, that looks like an abstract expressionist paining. But then when you look at it, you say, I see. That's where the Matisse is. That's where the Picasso is.
Yeah.
That's where the Paris is.
Yeah. That's very cool. One other question I wanted to ask you, because you brought up Josephine Baker, and I always thought she was so interesting. The more I read about her, she was so ahead of her time.
I agree. And I think one of the fascinating and a little bit heartwarming aspects of the exhibition is when Baker was very poor in St. Louis.
Yeah.
And she did pretty well in New York with something called Shuffle Along. They just revived it not too long ago.
Oh, cool.
Shuffle Along was in Broadway. And then she goes to Paris. And the minute she hits Paris, she's this huge sensation.
Mm-hmm.
There's an element of exoticism, which she plays up to. She makes a lot of money off of being exotic.
Right.
But there's also an element of acceptance.
Yeah.
Paris was ready.
Yeah.
For Josephine Baker. Paris was ready for Gertrude Stein, who was both Jewish and a lesbian. Paris was ready for Josephine Baker, who would walk into a restaurant with Paul Collin, her French boyfriend, and nobody got up to say, you can't dine here.
Right.
Nobody even batted an eye. Paris thought she was cool, and she liked Paris better. And what I always found interesting is she would come back home to New York, or she would tour, and she would always go back to Paris, because even in New York in, say, the 30s or the 40s, there wasn't that same degree of tolerance and acceptance that she'd always found in Paris.
Right. Mm. Well, that's absolutely amazing. And I wanted to thank you so much for speaking with us. How long is this exhibition running?
We're up through the first week of July. Please come. Bring your friends. I'll take you on a tour. And thank you, Syosset Public Library. I've always had a wonderful audience here. I love this auditorium. And I've actually sort of grown up in front of this audience. And I'm always very happy to get out here again.
Thank you very much.
It's time to close this chapter of Turn the Page. Join us for the next episode.
Hello, this is Jessica Chotin.
And this is Lisa Hollander.
And we are at the Syosset Library, and let's get ready to
turn the page. Da, 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 da.
Books are great.
I love to read.